yes, your eyes do not deceive you. We're back. Despite all of the abuse of last week, we thought, nah, stuff it, we're going to come back. It's going to be great. This week, to discuss the week in Apple, I've got a fantastic panel, some of which can be heard, some of which can't be heard at the moment, but Kelly's trying to sort her audio. She'll be in at some point. You may hear a large ringing tone when she figures she's got it sorted out, and a very ecstatic lady in Portland. But top left, back with a nice shirt, mate. Is that an XL Me shirt?
An XL Me? No, it's gone.
Is it a Giacomo shirt?
No, I don't. It's just the shirt. That's all.
It's a nice shirt, mate. And you've washed your hair, and you've combed it, and you look like you've made an effort tonight, mate.
I'm going out. In about an hour's time.
Yeah, I'm going to go and warn her that you're wearing nice clothes and washed your hair.
Carl has a hard out at 5.
Beg your pardon?
Well, all the Americans say, I've got a hard out at 5. And I have no idea what it means, but it sounds good.
At 5.
No, don't do it. Mate, based on the fact this is a show based on Apple news, we should be finished by 5 without any issues whatsoever.
There's not much this week.
Joining us also, next to Carl, the man whose world is Apple.
You have an incoming call from Kelly.
Oh, talk about Saved by the Bell.
Kelly, with or without sound?
Go on. I'm going to wait. There's nothing more important.
I'm afraid to find out.
Yay! There she is. She's on motion vision. She's on one of those cameras that attaches to your head. And you move around and it follows you. Don't forget, Kelly, turn it landscape.
Landscape.
I wanted to see if it would work at all.
It works.
So now
it works. It's actually significantly better than your Mac.
I'm not surprised a bit.
You look actually, that is crystal, mate. And we got lip sync. It is significantly better.
5S,
there we go. Anyway, let's carry on. We got Foxy. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm very well. I'm more excited.
Fellow Mac fanboy. Fellow Mac fanboy.
Oh, yeah. I can't live without them.
Good lad.
You can't live with them, but I can't live without them.
More on that in a moment. It's cryptic. We'll be there. Finally, after a torrid time getting to join us, it's Kelly G from Portland, another year older. What are you now, 23?
Okay, that's better.
Okay, see, I can suck up like everyone else. How's the life been, mate? Was the birthday good?
Yeah, it was great. I had a very good time.
Very nice. You're not using a lot of words to describe this birthday. We've asked you 3 times now, and all we've got is, yeah, fine. Yep, good. Did Mr. Kelly forget or something?
Prevents me from elaborating. No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I had a lot of fun.
Good, excellent. And last but by no means least, the Mac Show would not be complete without William Green of Shropshire. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. I got a new hobby.
God, dear, here we are.
Oh, that fills me with dread. Go ahead, mate.
I haven't started it yet, but I'm planning it. Fly fishing.
By J.R. Greeny.
Well, I was in a bookshop, it really was, and I picked up a book called Fly Fishing with Eric Morecambe or something. It was the last book he ever wrote. I didn't know he'd written any books, but he did.
I didn't know he'd written a book on fly fishing.
Yeah, yes, it's really good. It's my toilet reading. I love it. So
I'm sure he's over the moon in heaven, mate.
Fly fishing knowing, in the toilet.
Knowing that Greeny's reading his book whilst having a shit.
How small are the hooks to catch the flies, then?
Right.
I see what you did there.
I see that. Yeah.
It's got lots of pictures in it, which I always like in books. the words are well spaced out. So obviously they're trying to make it a bigger book than it was. But it's really nice, and I've never really been into fishing very much. And I've written this book. It's really inspired me to get into trout fishing, trout fly fishing. So I've done 2 things. I've ordered a book Sotheby's Guide to Fly Fishing for Christmas. That's number one. Number two, I've downloaded a fly fishing game on my iPhone to get me prepared. So when May comes and I can kick off, I'll be there, mate. I'll be there.
There is nothing more relaxing, mate, than throwing a fly, I have to say.
Have you done it?
I have. My uncle was a very big fly fisherman. I went fishing with him several times when I was a kid, and he lent me a rod to just practice with in the garden. And there's that kind of tick-tock of a fly is superb, mate. Just doing that is good enough, whether you catch a fish or not. It's just
good wrist action there.
Thanks, mate. It's been said. most of last week's show was about that very topic, actually, funny enough.
I didn't know you guys had fly fishing.
Yeah, invented it.
Sorry.
Maybe the Greeks invented it. Now. Maybe the Greeks invented it, but we invented
it. It was the Scottish, actually.
Well, they're part of England.
There is a lot of...
Just for the next year, at least.
Greeny, the fly fisherman.
The only thing I don't like... is the fashion, the clothes, all these jackets with loads of pockets on and all that.
Well, don't wear them then.
I'm not
mandatory.
I thought more of a sort of Edwardian or maybe even Victorian look.
I thought you would have got an erection at the tweed, mate.
Tweed?
Yeah, I'd have thought you'd have got an absolute stiffy wanting to wear the tweed.
Tweed and rubber boots.
Exactly. I'd have thought that'd have been right up your back passage.
That is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for the...
If you include a rod, you'll be well away, wouldn't it?
You have an incoming...
Oh, I can edit, don't worry. We're not going to be able to publish this podcast.
You can edit, but...
So far, no one's said anything rude. It's only been innuendo.
No, I think I've got a bleep already. I'm pretty sure I had one. Reviews...
I'll sit back then.
Thank you for your reviews. As ever, anyone who puts anything in, any of the iTunesy stuff, or sends us an email, it will always be read out, good or bad, I promise you. After last week's show, we've had a few, just a couple. First one's from Jim Blob. He says, despite the fact that Ewan, the network owner and usual host, is sometimes a divisive and opinionated character... Marmite. He has the courage of his convictions and has valid reasons for most of the opinions. The show's never less than entertaining and informative. The large range of panellists is very knowledgeable and very interesting. If you can't take the occasional Apple rant about Ewan's frequent annoyances, steer clear. But if you can get past this, and you should, as they're frequently very funny and come from a point of view from someone who wants Apple to get the stuff right, you should download all the shows on the network. And if you're as lucky as me, Ewan might block you on Twitter as well. Sorry, Jim. I was going to say send me a DM and I'll unblock you, but that's not going to work, is it? Send me an email, mate. I do apologise. 5 stars for that one, actually, as well, which is very good. And Bill the Bodger says, if you want to listen to a load of fanboys extolling the virtues of everything Apple does, then don't listen to this podcast. It's going to get right up your nose. If you want the up-to-date Apple-centric chat from a group of knowledgeable and humorous people who are not afraid to say what they really think, then join me every week for a dose of all things Apple. Thank you, Bill. Good man. We've had a couple of emails as well. Dear Ewan, listening to last week's Mac show, I feel that I must add my own comments. As a long-time Windows user... I only listen to the Mac show to hear you giving the fanboys some grief. Last week's show was appalling. There were virtually no comments which made me laugh in support of the anti-Apple movement, and I feel that more often than not, your fanboy underpants were showing. Please ensure that the show returns to the tone of fair and balanced and gives Apple plenty of shit. At this point, I think the only comment I can agree with from last week's show is that you probably are a sad old wanker desperately looking for friends. Regards, Alan Barton.
Regards.
Regards. I love
letter of the week. Well done, Alan.
Can we have a review system for reviews? Can we give a mark?
That's 5 stars. Thanks, Al. And from Adam W., dear Ewan, I was shocked at some of the comments on last week's show. Don't some people realise that this is just theatre? How dare you? Don't listen to the tosspots. Keep up the good work. and say what you think, not what you think everyone else wants to hear. Thank you, Adam.
All right.
But without a doubt, Alan's top half. We love him. Cheers. If you've got a review or an opinion about the show, send it to us. All things are equal. We're an egalitarian show.
BBC Centre.
It's us. We don't hold any kind of agenda here. None at all. The Week in Apple. Okay, Greeny does.
I totally have an agenda. I come here to enjoy hanging out with you guys.
Okay, Kelly does. Anyone else got an agenda? Yeah, Carl wants to get out for beer at 5 o'clock. Get the move on, says he.
Yeah.
The Week in Apple. Anyone get a Retina mini thing? No?
Hasn't arrived yet.
Not arrived yet, but ordered, Carl.
But ordered.
Now, did you have the proper mini? The original mini? Kelly yes. has her original mini. Is that an Air?
No, it's an Air.
Oh,
love my Air.
Loving the Air. Loving the Air.
Now, I'm going to say this about my Air, is that the smart case...
It's shit.
I don't know what I think about it.
And it's, no, you do. It's shit.
No, I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
It bounces and it falls over if you're on a train.
Okay, I don't ride a lot of trains, so far I haven't run into that. I tend to leave it very stationary. Like, it sits on the kitchen counter propped up while I'm doing something else. So, And I know you complain about them a lot, and, like, I'm kind of not... People I know who bought them for the new Mini really like them, for the Retina Mini, the smart case. They think it's fantastic. Like, I know somebody who hates cases in general and, like, picked one up because he thought he might need it for traveling and said, yeah, you know what? It actually doesn't suck. It doesn't... I mean, like, for somebody who hates cases, that's a pretty good review.
No, it blows.
Well, what I do want to point out, and something that Apple is doing right, is that I'm Skyped in on my iPhone, and this is the FaceTime camera. This isn't even the good camera on the back.
This is the best your feed is to us has ever been, woman. I'm serious.
Great.
See, you've got lip sync there. I've never seen your lips move with your voice in as long as I've known you.
It's weird because I'm on Wi-Fi.
And the answer is talking.
It's weird because I'm on Wi-Fi, and so the whole reason that I moved in the first place, the whole reason I have a different background today, is so I could plug straight into the router, and I'm not plugged into the router right now. And so I always thought the Wi-Fi was the problem, but maybe the Wi-Fi is not the problem.
You're on Skype, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, chat room and guys, that's the best that Kelly's ever been on this show in terms of vision.
I thought she had a wonderful vision.
No, you know what I mean. I'm not taking the piss. I'm just saying that you've never been as clear or in sync as you currently are, Kelly.
We had a similar issue with Alex not so long ago on the media show, and it turned out it wasn't the computer he was on, it was his router, and he had to restart his router. So sometimes they get clogged up and something goes wrong inside there, and just reset your router.
You need to do yours, mate, because for the last few weeks you've been at 2 frames a second.
Oh. Are you sure? But you always make me come on this
I'm
line.
Serious.
I want to try a different line sometime.
It's not the line.
Okay.
You are, if you look at, you've just said okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I was just about to say what I was going to say, you said okay. And Kelly's got better lip sync than you from frigging Portland than you have at Enfield.
I can't do it now, obviously, but I will do it. I'll restart it before next time.
Time. You've only just said time on the video. See, that's... Even Greeny's better than you. And Greeny's in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's one of the other things that you can always try in these situations. Because you never even think about it normally to restart the router or reset the router.
No. Oh, well. The Week in Apple, then. What's been going on? So we've got the Mini Retina. Now, I don't reckon the Mini Retina needs a Retina display. And there's a huge short supply, isn't there?
Well, hang on. That was the one thing everyone was moaning about, the fact that it needed when it came out. It needed a Retina.
I've never thought it needed it.
Well, you're the only one.
No, hang on a second. Because I've got Charlotte Henry on my side. Because Charlotte Henry looked at my little Retina playing Zombie World War Z, whatever it was, and she said, that's really gorgeous.
It doesn't mean it can't be more gorgeous, though.
Well, I don't know that it is going to be more gorgeous.
Plus, it depends what resolution the film was.
1080.
Okay, I'm not sure if that's going to
happen. Yeah, don't ask the question if you don't know the answer.
No, but, I thought he was just going to say put it back to 480p, was
that? No, no, no. It was 1080 ripped down, and I loaded it onto the iPad. I didn't change the file size unless the iTunes did, so.
But when the Retina originally came out, I took it around to Alex's house, and he took one look at it, and he says, oh, yes, this needs a Retina, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, go on, get me in trouble. Yeah, no,
yeah,
he's
did, though.
No, 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 go on, that's fair enough.
To me, and it's only me, bearing in mind that I don't have two good working eyes, it looked the same to me as we had a 3DS knocking around the house for a while, just because, I don't know, one of the kids was using it to play some game that just happened to be on it. And to me, it was as clear as looking at the 3DS to say the 4S, that screen difference. I could see the pixelation on fonts and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's just because I got used to not seeing it that I noticed it when it was back again.
That's a fair point. Right.
If I hadn't have had the two things, you know, to compare, I probably would never have noticed, but with the two things to compare, it really stood out. It's funny because I use, you know, I use Mac screens, normal Mac screens that aren't Retina because, you know, they're too big to be Retina. And they look terrible to me, and they have done ever since possibly, say, the iPad Retina, where there was a screen big enough to look at properly, and then you had a screen in front of you. And, you know, when I'm working, I swear I can see all the sort of the graininess around the pixels, whereas I never ever noticed them before Retina came out.
Okay,
I've
point.
Got a tip about HD.
Okay.
When it comes to the Apple TV.
Go on then, Greeny. No, I can't wait.
Well, if you go to settings, you can choose whether, I think it's something like the default viewing format or purchase format is HD or SD, right? So if you select HD, when you go and have a look at a film and rent it, it's more expensive because it's in HD. And I might be wrong about this, but I'm fairly sure that it doesn't give you the option to rent it in standard definition. However, this is good, isn't it?
No, this is you'd obviously thought about this, Greeny. Go on.
If, however, you put it in... Which one did I start with first?
I've no idea. You've been drinking longer than HD. I have, clearly.
You went with HD first. Are you talking about on the Apple TV itself?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Doesn't give you the option to downgrade, but if you do with the SD, it does give you the option to upgrade to the HD. That's what I think he's trying to say.
That's exactly it.
So I understood you. I was just really hoping you didn't bring your dog or your camper van into that one.
I want to say HDCP is the most ineffective and shite idea for copy protection that there possibly is, because I bought The Wolverine the other night, and I wanted to watch it on the Apple TV later, but I thought, oh, I'm sat at my desktop, I'll buy it now. In front of me is a 30-inch display, okay? It's an Apple LG panel 30-inch display. It's not an Apple made. I bought it on here on iTunes, and it said you can't buy the HD version because you haven't got an HDC compliant monitor. So, despite the fact it's 2500 by 1600, I still can't buy the HD version because it says it's not an HDC compliant.
Do you know
monitor.
Why, though?
Why would that be?
Well, because if they didn't put that, obviously you'd want to pirate the film because, you know, that's what we all do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I keep forgetting I'm a thief.
It's these movie companies. They treat their customers as thieves. That's the problem. They don't trust
their
us with anything.
Their presumption is that we're going to steal it.
Everybody says that. They don't really.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They're deliberately setting up the
system. No, not really.
So that, yes, because that way it's a giant pain. Okay, then explain to me the logic behind this, Will. This is the thing I really want to know. I've given up on trying to figure out why hot dogs come in packages of 10 and buns come in packages of 8. That's just a mystery for the ages. This is the one I need to figure out now. Why is it when I buy a Blu-ray disc, and I put that Blu-ray disc in my Blu-ray player, the first thing that happens, which I cannot skip, is an advertisement for Blu-ray. Why? Tell me why, because I can't see that advertisement if I don't already have the thing they're trying to sell me.
That never made sense, that one.
Same as the fact thing. Copy, fact against copyright protection.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I just got your frigging movie.
It doesn't make sense as well. Sorry.
Go on.
It doesn't make sense as well when you go to the movies and you get shown an anti-piracy thing about not going to the movies, but I'm here.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, but with your phone recording it.
Yes, I can say, whenever I record that in the cinema, I always cut that bit of the front out because I feel a bit guilty when I go and send it around the pubs. Now, the reason those things are on the front, though, is because Blu-ray and all the other things, they're actually licensed. So the Blu-ray that you've got from X, I'm not going to even pretend to give a film company, they have actually licensed the use of Blu-ray. So they are told, part of your license is you have to give us an advertisement, is that the way the Americans say it? Advertisement for Blu-ray at the beginning, because otherwise you can't use a Blu-ray. It's completely ridiculous. It's a bit like when you're watching the BBC and all of a sudden, all the time, you get that BBC sign coming up. I know, I'm watching it. I was there. I made that choice.
Is that you and going to the loo or the sound of something ripping? It was a piece of bloody tape because my connection thing doesn't work, so I've taped it up and I've also zip-tied the thing to it because it's the only way I can hear in both ears and it pisses me off. I should have pressed mute, however. I have got a thing with mute on it and I haven't used it, so there we go. Do apologise. Good point, Alex. Absolutely brilliant point.
What point did he make then?
He was talking about the fact that the movie producer that he wasn't going to credit said that they wanted a movie, they wanted an advertisement, whether it's that in America or not, at the start of the movie, showing an ad about anti-piracy stuff. Otherwise, they wouldn't let him have the movie.
Is that right?
Bollocks, Greeny, because you weren't listening, were you?
Well, it was a little bit lost than me. Is it advertisement or advertisement then? Because I think in Australia it's advertisement, isn't it?
Who gives a toss?
It's very important.
No, I think it doesn't matter a bit, mate. Next
pub quiz ranking.
Tomato, tomato. But no, iTunes would not let me buy the Wolverine in HD. It said you can buy it in SD. Look, I just want to buy it here on this computer. I don't want to watch it on this computer. I just want to buy it on this computer. And it would only sell me the SD version. It wouldn't sell me the HD version. I had to go and buy it on a completely different computer.
Is there a compliance chip in maybe the Apple screens?
Well, this isn't an Apple screen. It's the Apple panel, but in a Hasbro casing.
Yeah, so I'm saying, though, but is there a chip in Apple screens which limits the
That's HDCP. HDCP is a feedback to the playing device that says that this device is compliant, which means that you can't capture from it. But it bollocks. It doesn't work. It's absolute useless. Let's go with those fantastic people at TechSmith. If you need to screen capture, you need TechSmith, plain and simple. Go buy their products. Camtasia's at $99 this week.
There's an update today as well.
And there's an update. There's a brand new version of it as well this week, and they're fantastic. They support this network, and we love them to bits. But, and I'm not suggesting you should use Camtasia for this by any stretch of the imagination, but what I'm saying is if you have an HDCP compliant device, you can still start up your screen, watch the movie, and screen capture systems will still capture it. So it's a pointless, absolutely pointless method of copyright protection. And all it does is bend the user over, plain and simple.
So whatever DRM does on anything.
Absolutely.
It's just...
So yeah, I went. I bought the movie and then I went and got the HD version of Newsgroup. They're tosspots.
There was a comic that went around that was what happens when I buy a Blu-ray disc, and it was like I put it in the DVD player, I get an advertisement for Blu-ray, I get an advertisement that I cannot skip, I get an advertisement for a movie that I cannot skip, I get an advertisement for coming soon on DVD that I cannot skip, I get to the menu, and then from the menu, I can finally hit play movie. And then it was, here's what happens when I steal it. I push play, and I get the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Absolutely right.
I feel sorry for the person that had to sit through all that rubbish before they ripped it.
Hey, Jay.
You don't have to. You don't have to, mate. See, here we go. This is my Plextor DVD player. It's totally Mac compatible. Works just fine. You plug it straight in. USB. There you go. There's a free piece of software that you get down that I can't remember the name of. It begins with an A. I'll find it in a second. And that just rips a full res version. It's 42 gig or something stupid onto your hard drive. And then all you need to do is run that through Handbrake and put it down into iPad 3. And it's down to about 2.6 gig. And it's crystal clear and gorgeous.
But all my Blu-rays. Have you noticed the amount of ISPs now in Britain that are blocking sites that allowed, well, naughty sites? Because it seems to be all the time, isn't it?
There's loads.
What do you mean by naughty sites? And please don't describe it. Just, I mean, we're talking about ripped-off movies, or we're talking about something else.
No, not sites.
We don't already have someone's special interest. We're about to get it.
Not naturist sites.
Yeah, like file-sharing ones and all that sort of stuff. They've all been blocked, haven't they?
They have, but it takes 3 seconds to get round the block.
How would you know, Carl?
Because you've
read blogs on the subject, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly, that's what it's very hard to block a place online, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. Because there's so many other services to pretend you're somewhere else to then come into that site, yeah. which is perfectly legal.
Impossible. Absolutely right.
Which is what I don't think, maybe the mass public doesn't know, and certainly it seems to me MPs don't understand this.
Yeah, but I mean, look, the thing is, with any, look, it's a crime, okay? But with any crime, what you want to do is make it that the vast majority are going to look once, oh, I can't be bothered, I don't know how to get around it, and be done. So let's probably cut the proportion of people that may get involved down quite a lot. The people that are hardened criminals, they're going to get around it whatever you do. So, I mean, at least you've got to be seen to be making some sort of effort.
Are you saying that Carl's a hardened criminal?
No, he's an expert blogger.
He means me.
Yeah. No, we don't mean anyone.
Different laws over there. No, it's just, I mean, in general, if you're into tech... There are times where I've used proxies, but not because I'm up to no good. It's because of sometimes I've been... A good example is I needed to get into my own home network to get something off of one of my NAS drives, and I was at one of the Oxford universities. Their system wouldn't allow me to.
Yeah.
I couldn't log in internally. So what I had to do is I had to use a proxy to go outside of their system to get the stuff for them off of my own network. Which it seems like a completely convoluted pain. So I had a year's VPN, which I had to pay for, just to get a file from home to send it to, or to give it to the person I was standing next to. So sometimes, you know, there are legitimate reasons, but you have to sort of circumvent, you know, the idea of their security was a good idea, but they could not turn it off. I don't know what it cost me. It cost me sort of $50 or something just to be able to pick up a file from my house. And to be honest, I don't think I used it for the rest of that year. I got a renewal notice and I just didn't bother. I'll renew it next time I'm there and I can't get something from my own desk.
And, of course, don't use VPN when you're trying to do PayPal, as Ewan knows.
Yeah, God, PayPal cannot deal with the world.
Well, the only thing that happened that day, and the only reason I know exactly when it was, is because I got Google. I got a load of things saying someone has tried to... log into your account from an unknown country or something, or a country where you're not normally at. And it came up with all these, is this you, is this you, is this you? And I was like thinking, for about 2 days, I remember, I was going, oh, I've been hacked. I'm in trouble. Someone's got into my Google account. And then I realized it was my VPN that had done it, and Google were flagging it up as an error. So that's the only reason.
Last week. Because I was in LA and I use a service called Wytopia for VPN traffic. And I only use it like if I'm using public Wi-Fi. So I hooked up and then all of a sudden Gmail was asking me to sign in again and all these other things were trying to get me to like authenticate. And it was exactly the same thing. It was, you're logged in and we can't figure it out. And I'm like, oh, because it thinks I'm in LA when usually I'm in Portland. So I didn't think that much difference would be a big deal, but apparently it really made Google all kinds of upset.
Actually, well, sticking with the Apple TV, I've just got a story here. This could be the best story ever, right? Stop losing your Apple TV remote. Make it glow in the dark. Fluorescent skins for your Apple TV remote. Because I'm always losing mine.
Turn the light on.
What? You can't do that in the dark. Actually, I'm normally laying on it. That's the problem.
Well, that's the first Apple story in the whole show. Well done. That's,
the only problem is it's $9.95 for a piece of plastic sticker. Has Ewan gone away?
Yeah, I think he can't find his Coke bottle.
He wandered off.
So what's the news in Apple over there in the United States of America?
Well, there was news about the Retina Mini, because that came out last week. There's been other new... Basically, like, there was some... There may have been some Apple stuff, but then the Xbox and the PlayStation came out, and so it's all Nerd Christmas over here now. And,
hold on. Wait a moment. Ewan's not here.
I'm here.
And we're missing this guy. Oh, he is here.
I figured Kelly was starting talking about her experience, and I would have enough time to make it to the Luton back while she was still talking. And I didn't. I'm wrong.
We had a golden opportunity to really slate you, you know, proper job.
Yeah, but I'd just seen it when I...
It a bit.
Yeah, but there's no point. He gets it all in the mail anyway.
That's true. Mate.
It's interesting, actually, with all the launches of... I mean, Xbox is today, isn't it?
Yeah, PS4 was the other day.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on. Normally, there's a lot of... I suppose it's conspiracy, but there is some truth in it, that these things tend to only be launched on a day where Apple are trying to launch something so people can spoil the party. So it's quite interesting that there is... I mean, obviously, the PS4 and the Xbox are going against each other, and let's face it, that's fair. You know, they are direct competitors and, you know, who can argue about that? But the fact that Apple aren't in the middle of doing anything, because they normally do plan these things, at least when someone else is doing something big. So that's quite interesting that there isn't a big fight going on at the moment and Apple haven't been dragged into it. Because, interestingly, before I came on here, I just sort of flicked up Apple News. And the whole list on Google for Apple News, there was the only, you know, there was the normal Samsung Apple having a tiff story. But other than that, it was somehow they'd managed to convolutedly get Apple into a story that had nothing to do with them whatsoever. So all these Apple News things were, yeah. I was just like, I mean, I started reading the stories and I just thought, okay, well, look, in a funny way, it's a good week if Apple aren't in the news, because they're either in the news, what, two or three times a year for a launch, and the rest of the time it's because someone or other is, they're arguing with someone or someone's arguing with them. And that's quite frankly, it's not news. It's just for people that are dedicated, got nothing better to do and worry about that.
Well, now, hang on, Alex, because allegedly Apple are looking at liquid metal alloys for future use in products. Memi metal polyalloy, whatever it is.
They've been looking at that forever.
What accent was that?
I've no idea. It was Arnold. Apple is investigating the use of liquid metal alloys to create various products using injection molding and 3D printing, according to 5 patent applications the company filed this week with the US Patent Office.
Which is just a cheaper way of doing what they already do with the aluminium.
Amorphous metal alloy. No! Apple are fucking Skynet. That's what I'm saying.
No, they're that Terminator fella.
Yeah! It's a polymetal alloy.
Exactly.
We've already got our little ejector tools are made out of liquid metal, apparently.
Yeah.
The
I don't get it.
Well, they're not liquid, though, are they? That's not fair.
No, they were. But
they're solid.
They started.
They started.
Yeah, all metal starts as liquid, Kelly. Carry on!
Well, no, most of it starts as rock, but other than that... But, you know, when I was...
Again, because you sound like a Bond villain.
No, that's real.
What are you going to do to me, Blofeld? Do to you, Mr. Bond? I intend to kill you.
We're doing the whole...
We've opened the bad impression door. It's all over now.
These are not the impressions you're looking for.
Well, if you get any hate mail this week, at least you deserve it.
Is it adamantium, says iBookery?
General Will has just said that bit, by the way.
That was Ewan doing an impression of Will, doing an impression of Don McAllister, pretending that...
To be Alex Guinness.
Yeah.
What is it? I don't never actually know, because he's so bloody bad. I never know what Arnold says in the, where he says he's a memetic alloy or whatever it is. Memetic alloy or...
I'm still back at Obi-Don Kenobi.
Obi-Don Kenobi. We have a title.
It's a shame Will is on mute, isn't it?
He's not even here and he's got the title. Don will be back, apparently. Week after next.
They stopped... what's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yep. Wanted to overdub, the Terminator series in German. Or Austrian. Is it Austrian or German? Well, same thing, isn't it?
He is Austrian, but they speak German, yes.
Yeah. Because he's German, obviously. And they said no, because his accent in Austrian is like a bit like mine, a bit country bumpkinish. And
yeah,
they refused to do it.
They should have got some American to do a German accent. And they could have overdubbed it with an American...
He wanted to do it, but they wouldn't let him, because...
He may have had trouble getting the words right.
Which is weird, because he only speaks, like, 50 words in the entire movie.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. That's, like, an actual...
Yeah, no, I bet they are.
But
there's a few repetitions.
Enough, it's the same amount of words he said in his entire political career.
Apart from, would the chambermaid like to go to bed with me? Father, my child. Apple is Skynet.
58.
Says Teresa.
Correct my math.
58. Thank you.
And the Terminator.
Bookery says the iPad T3000 is the next model. And Batwoodson wants to know where the white fluffy pussy is that I stroke.
It's normally climbing up his shoulder, but it's not.
That's a show behind a paywall, young lady.
And that's a bit more in the VIP.
Anyone had a play with iWork this week? Because apparently it's been updated. There is some improvements to it. There's a few extra transitions have been added back into Keynote, because some of them were dumbed down. But I've got to say, iWork was a stunning package. I loved iWork 09. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I've got to say, the current level of iWork is not good. It is not good at all. And fire away, fanboys, but you cannot tell me that removal of features that were in the previous version is a good thing.
Well, interestingly, I mean, when's the last Mac show I did? I've done about three in the last 3 years, and the last one was fairly recent. We were talking about Apple say within the next 6 months, they will start to put back some of the removed features, and people were, you know, understandably a little bit annoyed. And it turns out was in like the next 3 weeks or something. So I'm just saying that maybe peer pressure, actual public pressure and annoyance of something, this could be the example of Apple actually moving on something because the public have said, oi, we need this. Rather than, you know, we'll do it when we're ready.
But
it seems that Apple actually may have reacted to some public perception. Mm-hmm.
It's basic stuff that's missing, though. I mean, it's fundamental stuff that's missing.
Yeah, but they
took
it out. It wasn't that
configuration.
It wasn't accidental, was it? They didn't know that it wasn't there. It wasn't like they put it out and went, oh, okay,
they got a YTS who's missed out a couple of lines of code.
Yeah, we've forgotten about the font and the bold. I don't think they've done that. But, you know, they said 6 months and we'll look into it, and it was done almost immediately, which to me suggests, like I say, that they are actually listening to people, which... has been a fundamental criticism of Apple over the years, and especially by me. And it just shows you maybe they are changing is the wrong word, because, you know, it's up to them. They do what they want. But their outview may be slightly different to maybe what it was a little while ago. That's what I'm trying to say. Before, they would have never have bent for anyone.
It did do the update, but they didn't erase the old versions, did they, fortunately? So you still always use them until they have got it up to the spec that you need.
Credit to them. The one thing that you can do is output to the old version, which saved my bacon on one program, it was a match day program for the rugby club. And you could export to 09 format, because once, of course, you've opened it in the new format, it does the little auto-savey thing and sticks it and does your auto-versioning, and that's it. And you're like, ah, I want to go back. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have that export, otherwise you're knackered. But there's so much missing. According to the story I'm reading, Keynote 601 gives customised toolbars, new transitions, including blinds, colour planes, confetti, fall, perspective, pivot and swoosh, which were all standard there before. So if you had old versions of Keynote, they wouldn't have had those transitions in them. New builds, including blinds, fly out. Fly and fly out. I mean, that's been around since 87.
Yeah.
Orbital pivot, big scale big, which is a fantastic one for general video and that kind of stuff. Swoosh as well, which is missing. Stability improvements and bug fixes. Pages has got customizable toolbar. Center and edge guidelines. What?
That's quite. That's quite yeah.
Stability improvements and bug fixes. And numbers 3 has got customized toolbar, window size, placement, preserve on save, and set default zoom in preferences. Bloody hell! I mean, they really are fundamental. Important. Well, they're core functionality. I know they've given this thing, a free's not the right word, is it? Because you only got the free thing if you had a previous version. But I'm a big fan of iWork. I've always been a big fan of iWork. I love it to bits. Most of everything I do, I mean, I've actually got to the stage now where I set up...
You do it for you?
I set slides up in Keynote at 1080p. 1920 by 1080, and I do movie transitions and text transitions in them, and then output them onto green screen and drop the green out in Final Cut. I mean, Keynote is that good, but this version of Keynote, I've had to stop using it. I cannot use it because it doesn't do anywhere near enough as the old version did that I paid for. I don't want free stuff. I want stuff that works, and I want to pay for it, please.
Yeah, there should be some sort of accumulative update where you can always have the option of keeping functionality that you had earlier. You know, it should be an option on it. If you don't mind losing this functionality, then update. If not, don't. It should sort of be something that's made very, very clear at the time of update purchase.
Well, one of the things that is nice is that they did let you keep the previous version, which is not something that has happened in the past. When you upgraded, you were stuck in the new version for
good point. Good point.
So.
Possibly they saw this coming. You know, I got a machine and I needed to put Lion on it. Now, I bought Lion, I bought everything since about Jaguar. So because I'd bought it previously, it was in the App Store. But I transferred that over to another name. I could not buy Lion. You cannot buy it. You can buy Snow Leopard and then you can buy, I don't even know if you can buy a Mountain Lion. You might have to go straight to Mavericks. But you can't buy a Lion, and the only way to do it is you have to... I didn't even know. I had to do loads of searches, and eventually I found some part of the Apple website. Whereas I had to log in, give them... This is only what they do. They send you a link. I had to send in credit card details with a new account and everything like that, and then after up to 4 days, they would send me a code, which I could then put into the App Store that then enabled me for $20 or whatever it is to download Lion. But there's a certain set of computers where Lion is the highest you can go. And the reason I needed Lion is I needed to be able to run iMessage rather than iChat for the screen sharing. But it's something that, you know, you've got to go through you've got to jump through some serious hoops to get Lion if you want a new account. And there are machines that is as high as they can go. So it seems like there is somewhere along the line, there's a real breakdown in common sense on certain things.
Well, I think what you're saying there, Alex, I've got to agree with this. You don't have a problem with them legacying off old versions, old models.
Nothing at all. No problem
with that at all. But you can't then just take away the OS that runs on completely. But having said that, equally, behind me here, there we go, I've got that, and to be honest, I've put Leopard on that, and even Leopard runs like crap on it. That needs Panther, and that will run perfectly on Panther. Where do I get a copy of Panther from?
It is an issue. Oh, you can get one off Kelly. Yeah,
I've got one. You can have.
No, but there should be somewhere online. I should be able to get it.
Yeah, just send me an email.
eBay.
All right, mate. I'll send you. Why do I need to send you a frigging email? You know my address. Just Dropbox it to me, Jesus.
Yeah, but you went to somewhere online. Well, that's what way of doing it online, isn't it?
Oh, okay. My mistake,
listen,
Will.
Listen.
All right, go on, Greeny. Go on, now. Back to reality.
What? Will Green and reality? I want to hear this.
Thank you, Alex.
Can I do my buzzword now?
Let's have it, Greeny. Do it. Do it, boy. Do it.
Right. Well, first of all, just looking in the chat room, and I can't remember, he posted a link to, you can still buy WordPerfect. Did you know that?
Holy shit.
X6 for a mere £210, including.
You're joking!
No.
What?
No.
WordPerfect for 210 quid. Jesus Christ.
£210, what a bargain.
How old's that? WordPerfect 3 has got to be 25 years old.
Yeah, well, when it first came out. You can get it. That's, I don't know.
That's worse than me buying bloody JFK for $8.99 the other night.
My buzzword is fidelity, as we're talking about office products.
Oh, go on.
Fidelity. So,
I think you'll find it's
the fidelity. Whole process.
That would be Marwood joining in the podcast.
Oh, hold on. God, say hello to everybody. It's thousands and thousands of people.
Hello, Marwood.
Oh, hold on.
How you doing, buddy?
You hear that? Say hello.
Hello, mate. Hello. What's your views on WordPerfect 3.0?
More valid than his dad.
So what do you want me to do after I finish my conference call? Okay. So can I finish off telling about my buzzword? Okay, great.
Paul's confirmed it's £210, including VAT. Will clearly is deceiving his children by saying he's on a conference call, in inverted commas, whilst being on this show. Are you deceiving Vic as well, mate?
Well, I'm working.
Do you
want
to
know
what it means? Do you need me to bleep this or what?
Yeah, that's fine.
I've got it.
So, the process, again, with Google does a pretty good job. Apple does an awful job of, if you've got like a Word document in its native format and you bring it into to Pages, for example, or whatever that is, you know, like Excel into Numbers, like that.
Yeah.
Keeping the integrity of the file, you know, making it look the same as it did in its native format, is that.
Some of the formatting's tough to maintain. Tables is a crap one, and also contents table is awful.
Has it improved on me?
No. Table of contents is constantly corrupted.
What? I mean, what's the point of releasing a product that's rubbish?
Well, maybe you should be asking Microsoft.
It's never stopped about 90% of developers out there, mate.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Microsoft.
Had a career out of releasing rubbish.
They're blooming.
I'm talking about all developers.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm off to buy a copy of WordPerfect.
Apparently, Belt says you can get WordPerfect for $99 now. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Seth Paul.
Is that the Black Friday price?
The Black Friday deal. That wench is asked when Black Friday is, and it's next Friday.
For Christmas.
You know, an example of how these things are getting a bit mixed up. I wrote a couple of speeches I had to give earlier on the week. And I wrote them on the iPad. I tell you what, I wrote them on Notes. I then moved them from Notes to Pages because I wanted to change because the speeches, I needed to highlight certain bits so I could, you know, not be reading it. Just, I had it there in case I needed it, but I could see some great big words, certain sentences that hopefully I could remember what I was talking about. Then I wanted to turn it into a PDF to email myself. And the only thing that could read the PDF after the Pages had played with it was iBooks. Pages wouldn't open it. It sent it to iBooks.
Really?
So I went from notes to pages, and the only thing that would read what it outputted was iBooks. So I had to sit there and use iBooks on the stage, you know, rather than anything I wrote it in. And I just, like, it, I mean, it's not a complaint and such. I'm just thinking, what is going on? Why will nothing? I mean, this is all Apple products. None of it seemed to want to know what anything else was doing. And at the point when it went from one to another, the formatting had completely gone. It was just one long list of lines, and that's all I got. And I had to sort of reformat it again to PDF it and then end up in iBooks. It also wanted it, send it to Kindle, and then Kindle wouldn't open it. And now I've got to delete Kindle and then reinstall it because it does. Kindle is now blocked on my iPad because of whatever that's done. So, it is a real big problem.
Dude, based on what you told us before the start of the show, I'm amazed you haven't gone down to the shed with a bottle of whiskey and a packet of pills.
No, but I do use an awful lot of paper nowadays. You know, at my office, I've actually ordered reams of paper because I've run out of computers. And in fact, in my office, there's no more computer space. All I've got left is space for scraps of paper. So I don't get as many errors when I use paper as well.
If you're thinking Alex's video's a bit choppy, that's because he's being sent through on Telex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't use noughts and ones. We can't afford the ones in our area. We only use the noughts.
This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2.net. They're bloody marvellous. And if you don't believe me, just use their service for a couple of weeks. They're absolutely excellent. If you need a domain name, if you need co-location services, if you need a dedicated server, anything you like, they're brilliant. They've got a fabulous service called Website Builder, which means you can put up a PayPal site in under a minute. I mean, literally, the shopping cart's functionality is drag and drop. That easy. So you might be a bit of a ninja when it comes to the old CSS, but if you can't get the PayPal stuff to work, then that will be your salvation. And the thing is as well with Website Builder, it is drag and drop. It's no harder than PowerPoint or Keynote if you like to do it. But if you are into your CSS, then you can get into the hood and you can get it to do whatever you want as well as. So check them out. UK2 are great. Go to our webpage, use the click-through, use the sponsors link, use the offer codes because you get a fabulous amount off. And you won't regret it because they're a really good bunch of people. Please look after them because they look after us. Excellent. Right then, we're going to do the cool thing. And starting us off, it's going to be Monsieur Madon.
We'll have to run after this, Ewan.
Yeah, do your cool thing and then sod off.
Okay, my cool thing, I can't get my hands on this thing yet, unfortunately, at the moment. My cool thing is the Logitech PowerShell.
Then how can it be your cool thing?
Because it looks awesome.
it's a look alone.
It is. It's like that 12 South thingy I got as well. I picked that before I actually saw it. But there's two controllers come out this week. There's the Moga or Muga one. I don't know what they're doing for our language, but that came out. But apparently some early reviews of that say it's a bit plasticky. It feels a bit, you know, and it's not well built, shall we say. But everything virtually from Logitech comes well built, and
Logitech
this thing
is good.
Looks beautiful. But like on like for like iPhone games, this thing looks like it's going to be absolutely wonderful to play these games on, because I'm not a big fan, because I've got big chunky thumbs just like you. Once they're on the screen doing the controls, it hides about 50% of the screen for me, it seems. So if I can have my controls off to the side and just play the games, hopefully with the new updates to iOS 7 and the controller software built into the OS, it shouldn't be too hard for developers to open, you know, open the controls to this item. So I think they'll be really good. Yeah, it's going to come out for £90 here. I think it's $100 in the States. So again, we're getting screwed on the price.
Yeah,
but £90.
Did you order it?
No, I haven't ordered it yet. I'm going to wait for it actually comes out.
Now, just, does it do 5 or is it 5S as well?
Well, it's based on Bluetooth and the controls in, you know, in iOS 7, isn't it? So I assume it's going to fit 5 and 5S.
Well, the gaps, I mean, because it's a lightning connector, so it's not doing 4S, that's for sure, because that's a 30-pin. So it's got to be 5 or 5S, and I didn't know if they'd moved any of the buttons on the 5 to 5S that would have maybe given you an issue, but...
Well, it's got a big gap on the side there, so you've got your volume, you know, volume rocker, and you've got the mute switch or whatever.
Yeah, I see Kelly shaking her head in the right-hand corner on the opposite screen, so she's saying it fits.
And it looks good.
I have an iPhone 5 case on my 5S, and it fits just fine.
There you go. So.
So I'll certainly be, I'll most definitely probably be getting this when it comes out, based on reviews that I see when it actually appears. Because I'd love to play racing games on a device like this.
But you are skint at the moment, having bought a Retina.
Yes, and a MacBook Pro.
And a MacBook Pro Retina.
And going to pick up my Air on Monday.
An Air. Lucky boy. Lucky boy. Just want to point out as well, CyberPaul in the chat room does point out that WordPerfect comes with 10,000 plus pieces of clip art. I had forgotten that was the case, and that is a very important selling point. It has to be said. No question. Carl, go out, drink some Belgian beer, get shit faced, and don't tweet the results.
Thank you very much, everyone. Everyone have a good weekend, and I'll see you next time.
See you, pal. Bye.
Bye.
Foxy, what's your cool thing? Hello, Mr. Fox. Hello.
Right, I'm trying to find something that I've bought lately that I haven't broken.
We'll come back to you if you want.
No, I've got it.
Okay.
This is only one thing that I haven't broken yet, so I will give you that. I'm a part-time Rapid Weaver user, and I know a lot of people sort of all, you know, if you can't write a website by hand, code it and stand on one leg and twinkle your nose at the same time, you're not a professional. Well, I'm not a professional because I'm a photographer, so what the hell do I want to know about building websites? So sometimes when I'm helping people out or I'm doing things off my own back, I use Rapid Weaver. In past days gone by, I did do quite a bit of coding, and I have learned some HTML5. I know some bits and pieces of coding still that are still relevant. But what I tend to do is I use a system called Stacks, and that enables you, rather than using templates, it's to build your own templates out of tiny little pieces of coding. It's a bit like WordPress, but, you know, it's just a different system. One of the companies I use and I buy quite a lot from is called Dobox, Dobox. And a lot of their sort of Stacks plugins, they're normally about £5, £5 to £7 for each one. And that can work out quite expensive. And they wrote to me recently. They've just started doing a package of everything they do, and individually it's £300 odd for everything they do, and they give you a 75% discount, which is great. And so that's £75, which is, you know, it's great, no problem at all. They sent me a 50% off if you spend over £10 voucher, but it's not a voucher, it's just everyone gets it. So I went there. I own about 10 of these anyway, but there's a, I don't know, 50 of them, 60 of them or something, maybe more. And they gave it to me for half price. So £37.50, I have got the complete collection of everything they do, every plugin they do, every stack they do, everything they do for £37.50 from over £300. So you don't have to put anything in. So if you just go to dobox.co.uk and you just want to go to their All Stacks mega deal, add it to cart, it will take 50% off for you at the time. So it's £37.50 for everything the company does. And if you're new to Rapid Weaver, it will give you an enormous head start. You probably won't need to buy very much else for the next couple of years.
No, Rapid Weaver is a good program and not overly priced as well. It's only about
$8. It's very good value. Mm. So I recommend that heartily.
Excellent. No, I can recommend Rapid Weaver. Very good. Ms. G, what do you have for us?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to push my luck here because my camera is backwards. And I'm going to see if I can flip it to the other camera.
Yeah, that's going to go horribly.
Find out.
Okay. Here we go. And actually, that's worse. That's worse. The other one's significantly better.
There's a bit of dust. Let me see if that helps.
No, it's darker. It's actually underexposed.
There we go.
Okay.
Well, and I want you guys to be able to see my shirt today. So this is my cool thing. It's called New Starship. And I'm going to stand back a little bit and show you my whole shirt.
Okay.
I'm using the reflection in my screen to see if I'm lined up or not. So there's my shirt, newstarship.com. These guys are super fantastic. And what they're doing is they found a let me switch back. They found the bridge of the Enterprise the Enterprise D in, like, sitting outside, exposed to the elements and all kinds of stuff. And so what they decided to do was preserve it. And so they picked it up off the Paramount back lot and are restoring it. And what they want to do is they want to use it to start the Hollywood Sci-Fi Museum and start with the bridge of the Enterprise D. And then they want to preserve other ones as well, like other bridges and things like Firefly and Battlestar Galactica and some of the other Enterprise sets. They want to take all the sets and they want to keep them, but they want to use some of them, like the Enterprise, as an interactive thing. So they're going to put up a giant view screen at the front of the bridge, and they want to use these to teach kids engineering skills. So, like, how to fly a starship, because it takes math and physics and all kinds of stuff for space travel. And so they want to use this. It would be like a real-life Kobayashi Maru for people who are playing along at home. But newstarship.com is where they're at. They're super awesome. They're so, so friendly. I bought a shirt to help their cause, Glows in the Dark, by the way, and it comes in women's cut, which is also a plus.
What's a woman's cut, exactly?
It's when it's a little bit narrower at the waist, so it's not a complete square.
Okay.
And also, usually, the sleeves are a bit shorter, so the short sleeve doesn't come to your elbow if you're a girl.
Oh, I thought it was jug space.
Perhaps. You'd have to ask Batwinch.
Okay. About that. I'm disappointed now.
So it's they're super cool. What they're trying to do is awesome. And you should check them out because they probably could use the help. They definitely need the attention. And they're pretty awesome. So
good one.
Go see what they're about and check them out.
Thank you. Good pick. I love the Star Trek stuff, I have to say. I've got all of the Next Generation on video at home. And I'm talking about video cassette at my mum and dad's. And the only way I got them was I recorded them off Sky for like 4 years, 5 years.
Well, I'm a new convert to Star Trek through Russ Cluett. And I've got to admit, once you sort of get involved, you're like, oh, I'm in this deep. I've got to get through to the end of it. And I've done about 4 series now of, is it The Next Generation?
Next Generation is Star Trek, mate. I got to say, you go on about the James Kirk years. They're great. They're a good start. Fair enough. But The Next Generation is where Star Trek really took hold. And do you know why it was made?
I'm sort of enjoying it. Just about, you know, when you're talking about scenery for TV shows. I was working somewhere quite recently, and there's an enormous warehouse not far from the BBC West London Centre. And it's where they keep all the, things like Have I Got News for You, all the TV shows, the actual, I don't know, we are they, I suppose, they're the sets. And then when you see them close up, it's so tatty. The sets that they use, and for all the shows, you would not believe the state that they are in. And I was like, oh, they're the old ones. And they're like, no, they're the new ones. They're just stored here when the studio's been transferred. I said, well, do you do them up? And he goes, no, that's it. And it's just the way they film and sort of the out-focusness of some parts of the scene, you wouldn't believe how tatty some of these things are. I'm amazed they don't fall to bits
they
every time.
They couldn't cope with HD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're absolutely unbelievably bad. And I sort of, well, if that's the best they can do. And so when you say that they found it outside, I mean, obviously in Britain you couldn't leave it outside because it wouldn't last 5 minutes. But to be honest, they don't last 5 minutes inside either. So yeah, I think
a time team the other day.
Right. Carry on.
As I said, I was watching a time team the other day.
You sad old bastard.
And there was a young, attractive archaeologist doing a thing, and Tony Robinson came up, and he said, do you mind if I come in your trench? Which, fair enough.
Did you know that they're all on 4OD still?
Have I got to bleep that?
Perfectly reasonable. He's been reading Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley. Did you know they're still on 4OD, the whole lot?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Okay.
I love the whole time team. Just, I don't know, it just made me laugh.
I'm sure
it
did.
Come in your trench?
Did you know that Star Trek The Next Generation was funded by the US Defense Department? In part.
For what reason?
To take people's minds off the conflict in Kosovo.
God, I'm amazed they haven't made 48 series now, then.
If you listen to the Infinite Monkey Cage, One of the episodes there, they've got Patrick Stewart on, and he actually says that it was part-funded by the US Defense Department. And they used to get generals come around and sit in the chair. And he said the thing that always amazed him was that these, you know, five-star generals, four-star generals, whatever they were, used to turn up and they used to ask him permission to sit in the chair. Like he was an actual member of the armed forces. And he said the only person that never asked any permission was Buzz Aldrin.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Apparently Buzz Aldrin's not got a very good reputation for being humble.
Also, he ever done, eh? He was never the first to do anything.
Exactly. That's my point. And I can't remember who it was that was telling me that they sat next to Buzz Aldrin at dinner at a NASA event, and they said, so what it's like, they didn't know what to say, so they said, what's it like to walk on the moon? He went crunchy and went back to his dinner. That was it.
I thought he was asking, what dessert did you want?
No.
Well, when they make fun of him on The Big Bang Theory for being that way.
Yeah.
Because when Wolowitz went into space, he came back, and everything everybody said, he would go, well, you know, I didn't see that because I was in space and all this. And finally, at one point, they went, fine, you know what? We know how to fix this. So they took him to Buzz Aldrin's house, and Buzz Aldrin was like, look at me answering my own door. I wouldn't have had to do this in space. And Wolowitz turned around and was like, you're right, I'm fixed. Let's go.
There you go. Is it Kelly's pick? No, it's Greeny's pick, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Greeny's cool thing. What you got, Greeny? Sit, dude.
You know, a company,
it's Word Perfect 3.
When you're ready, Greeny.
You know, a company, when you buy something and, you know, you get it delivered and follow, that's all good.
It's called a courier.
Yeah. But the test of a company, I suppose, is when something doesn't go well. And
quite right.
That comes down to their support and blah, blah, blah.
It's not about whether you make mistakes, it's about how you recover from them.
I case of a company called... Sorry, you broke up then.
It's not about whether you make mistakes, it's about how you recover from them.
Exactly. I bought a case from a company called Tough Love. TUFFLUV. British company, great, you know, really nice. I ordered it, delivered it within a couple of days. It was a great case. But the case that I bought for my iPhone, was faulty, basically.
Oh.
So I sent him an email and said that, you know, this is, my case is sort of falling apart. Just one of those things. I'm sure the rest of them are fantastic. And within a couple of days, they sent me a brand new one. No quibble, no questions asked.
Really, that is
here
good.
It is, Will. We're sorry that you had a bad experience with the first one.
And that's it. Give them a name check again, do.
I will. TUFF, tough-luv.com, toughlove.com.
I've got to say, I'm right with you there, mate, because that really is the test of a company. It's not whether they screw up, it's whether they put it right without argument. Good on them.
Yeah, it was brilliant. A couple of days, brand new.
Very good.
You know. There you go.
I buy a lot of photographic stuff anyway, but Warehouse Express have just done that for me. They didn't send me the right bulbs through, and I've got about 40 of their bulbs at the moment. And they said, just keep them. Just use whatever you need to use. Make sure you can get through the week with your lights, and then we'll get the right thing in, and we'll send them to you. And then whatever you haven't used, just send it back to us. And I'm like, well, what about the stuff I have used? And they said, no, that's fine. It's our error.
Wow. That's really awesome.
Yeah, considering they're 15 quid a piece each, the bulbs. And I need 18 for two lights. So,
but just to be a company that goes out of their way, like, that's really important. And,
it is. Will's on the money with that. Tough Love. There you go.
Absolutely.
TUFFLUV. Go sort them out because they're brilliant. Because Will says.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
We like that.
And you say it too.
Yeah. We like that.
I'm going to say it just for effect.
Go on.
I think they're brilliant, Tough Love.
There you go. Kelly? US endorsement as well. Tough Love. TUFFLUV.
Tough Love. TUFFLUV. Check them out.
What a company. They can get... They're transglobal.
There you go.
Right there. My pick...
International sensation, Tough Love. There you go.
I like that. International sensation. My pick... If you're looking for a photographic bag, then you can't beat... That, which is the Catter Bumblebee. It is a fantastic bag. go get it. But that's not my pick. My pick.
Trying to show everything he's bought recently.
No, my pick is. There's all my crap that I normally carry around each day. My pick is right here. And it's the iPad Air. I got a bit of kicking earlier on in the chat room because someone said, and here's Ewan Rankin, the man that said that the 10-inch form factor was dead, saying that the Retina didn't need a... the Mac Mini... the other small thing didn't need a Retina display. Well, thanks, Siri. There we go. Not now. Back in your bed. The difference, this is the difference for me, and I think that the 10-inch form factor is not dead because of that 20 mil that they've shaved off the iPad Air. And the difference is right here, look. It means it fits in a bag. And I'm not joking, that 20 mil makes all the difference. It doesn't mean you can seal the top without crimping the iPad. That is without doubt my pick of the week. I love the iPad Air. My iPad Mini is now being used by my wife, not me. And I cannot recommend it enough. It is superb. The Retina display on it is absolutely gorgeous. It is absolutely perfect. The iPad smart case is still a piece of shit. Don't buy it. But the good news is I got a dispatch notification today for the Logitech keyboard to go with my iPad Air, so I'm saved. But the iPad Air is brilliant. The 10-inch form factor, in the way that it is on this thing, is dead, but not on the Air. That 20mm makes every bit of difference, and the thinness of it, it's not an Air in terms of weight, it isn't light, I've got to say, but I've got to say I think it is an absolutely perfect outward design form factor. Kelly
the
agrees.
Other nice thing about it is that the sides being slimmer makes it look much more like the Mini, which had the thinner sides to begin with, and the phones and the iPods.
Living it.
So the giant one, even though the screen is the same size, being a similar bezel, makes it look much more like it belongs with those other devices, I think.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think the iPad form factor as it was at the 3 and 4 is dead. But at the Air, it's rejuvenated, most definitely.
It's beautiful.
Where can we get a hold of you? Carl Madden is at Claw0101 on Twitter, and he does drinking some writings beer. As well. But he's out drinking beer most of the time and not writing, so there we go. Where are you, Foxy?
I'm on Twitter. And I do the media show, and there isn't one this week.
No, dude, you need to say where you're at on Twitter. You can't just say I'm on Twitter.
I said that like Steve Fox, didn't I? On Twitter.
Oh, right. I didn't hear that bit. Okay. Yeah, I mean, sorry, mate. Sorry. Listening. I just thought you said I'm on Twitter.
We're not married. You can't not listen to me.
That was all I heard,
but
I'm on Twitter.
That was like, it was like a challenge. I'm on Twitter. If you can find me, then you're worthy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And as I always say, if you've got any complaints, I'm at Claw0101.
I'm at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. If you can find me, then I may follow you back. If not... where are you, Ms. Kelly G?
If you like me, you can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso. If not, you can find me as Claw0101.
And I never, ever want you to dial into this show again on anything other than your iPhone 5C. Because
with the FaceTime camera.
With the face. The other one, the 5S. The other one on the back is shite. Your laptop is shite. This is crystal, Mrs. It's real time.
Then I can't show you anything on my phone. That's the only reason.
Who cares? I don't want to see anything on your phone. I want to see you.
Okay.
Everyone in future, actually, everyone who comes on this show has to dial in on an iPhone 5S because I'm afraid that's the best video we've ever had from anyone. And Greeny, where are you, sir?
Will@britishmac.com is my email. My website is britishmac.com.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is British Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and my new one, google.com/the+ symbol, and then British Mark Studios.
And what would it be telling me on there, Will?
Well, it would sort of tell you about the British Mark meetup happening on the 21st, I think it is.
On there?
Of December. Mm-hmm. It's at the studios. There's going to be loads of free beer and stuff. I might put a few sausages and party nibbles out. You never know. There'll also be an auction of retro computing goodies, and all money raised will be sent to the Philippines fund.
Oh, excellent, mate. Yeah. We like that. I'll be there. Definitely I'll be there. No question.
Can I give a public health warning?
Why? What's...
Just don't walk from the village, right? No matter how close Will tells you it is, it's a hell of a lot further.
Yeah.
It's a mile and a half. It's
straight up.
A mile and a bloody half.
No, that's the altitude change, Will.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how far in, you know, metres it is from the bottom of Everest to the top.
Right,
Greeny. It's not quite as easy as you think.
Greeny lives in the Y Valley. The key part of that is the word valley, okay? So where he lives is at the bottom of the valley, and Ironbridge is at the bottom of the valley, and where the British Mac Studios are is at the top of the valley.
Yeah.
It's the frigging Grand Canyon.
He nearly killed Carl Madden. That's what we were going to put on the...
To be fair, though, Carl Madden gets tired walking from Oxford Street.
You remember when he walked in? He didn't look good, did he? To be fair.
Was he a bit grey?
He's taken from walking all the way from his house to his car now.
Woo! We can slag him off. He's not here.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, the British Map Meetup.
21st.
21st of December.
Beers.
Beers at the studio. We do a live podcast.
Curry.
We wander down, we have some more beers, then we have a curry, and you'll have also raised a bit of money for what's going on in the Philippines. And it's a good laugh. And Ironbridge is a beautiful place. It's
it is stunning.
It is, isn't it?
It is. It's a lovely town. I want to do on-street parking near the aftab, and I want to sleep in the back of the van with Ellis and not woke up with two frozen ice blocks in the morning.
Oh, the other thing I should say, if you book into the Tontine, if you want to come...
You can get room 5.
Mention British Mac.
And they'll throw you out.
Sorry,
you'll be staying somewhere else.
Yeah, you'll get, I think it's 10% off the hotel room. Well, it's cheap anyway. It's only about 40 quid a night anyway. But you'll get an extra 10% off if you say...
Oh, that's cool.
British Mac.
And the bar never closes.
Really?
You have to argue to be allowed to go to bed in that place.
Oh, I've got to say, Foxy, Foxy stayed in the haunted room, which is room 5 at the Tontine, and I've got to say, his response, I still tell people about it when I meet them, which is to go to the room, sit on the edge of the room and say, look, if we're going to do this, can we do it now? Because I'm tired.
That's awesome. That,
ghost, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. If you can find me, then I'll follow you back. If you can't, then so what? Send us your reviews. We love your reviews. Thank you very much. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad, we'll still read them out. We'll be back again next week. Max show is on Friday. Big show is on Friday because, of course, there is an intervening Dutch festival on the Thursday in America that's preventing us getting a few people in. So we'll be having that on the Friday. Andy and Atko's here on Friday, so it should be a good old show. We'll be getting his views on Android phones. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.